All right, hey there, I am Bridget, and this episode is for the woman who is ambitious. She is showing up every day, she's taking care of everyone, and quite honestly, she's tired. And right now, she is carrying the weight of responsibility, and it's just second nature because it's who she always has been. And I'm going to guess that if you're listening, then that woman is you. And you are strong, you are capable, you are determined. But even the strongest women have unseen burdens and wounds. And those burdens and wounds quietly shape your mind, your body, your family, your soul, everything. Okay. And so right now, you've been pushing yourself. You're doing everything right. Like, you are back in middle school getting those A's. You are right now, like, striving and doing the best that you can, whether it's homeschooling your kids, whether you're in a career, whatever it is, you are doing the absolute best that you can do. And that is so admirable. But what you're noticing is that something inside keeps you from feeling truly at peace. You notice that there's tension, there's old fears. There's these repeated patterns that you, like, no matter how much trying to quote unquote, like, fix it, you can't seem to make things change. And, like, you want it, you're praying to God, you're like, please help me, help me, help me. But you can't seem to, like, make that switch, right? And so I want you to hear this right now, that if this is you, then doing this healing work is not optional. It's vital. It's vital for yourself and for the people who all depend on you. And so I'm going to give you three signs that you are carrying trauma and why it matters now more than ever. Okay, so sign number one, you can't rest no matter how hard you try. So you go to bed exhausted, but you wake up feeling really drained. Your mind is racing. Maybe you can't even sleep at night. You just kind of like sit there and you're like, I'm so tired, but I can't fall asleep. Your body's holding on to tension. And you are the woman, like, you have tried the routines. You have tried the chore charts. You may even have, like, a skylight calendar on your wall, right? But even all of those things, even prayer, like, you kind of just feel on edge still. And, like, if you don't actually heal what's underneath of that, that exhaustion doesn't just steal your joy in the present. It also is going to steal your ability to show up fully for your family. And think about what that is doing for your kids, for your relationships, everything, okay? So again, that's sign number one, that you can't rest no matter how hard you try. And just a little bit of anecdotal evidence. This was one of my first signs because I remember when I was married, first married to my husband, he had no problem sitting and resting on the couch. And as soon as I tried to sit and rest on the couch, I immediately was like, this is not productive. Like, what am I doing? And as soon as I heard maybe him come in the door, I would jump up. Because I'd be like, I can't rest. Like, resting is lazy. Resting is weak. And so if that's you, if you're resonating with that, that's sign number one that you really need to do this work. Okay, sign number two. Your body reacts before your mind does. So right now you are either in fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. Okay? So what that means is that you snap or you freeze up or you tense up without really realizing why. And the reason for that is because your nervous system is remembering what your conscious mind wants you to forget. And so what's crazy and is really interesting, actually, is that we are run by about 95% off of our subconscious, meaning that only about 5% of the way that we actually act is conscious behavior. And so our subconscious is doing what we have programmed it to do or what we have learned keeps us safe. Okay. And so the reactions that your body is experiencing, again, you can't control them. It's part of your subconscious. It's part of your nervous system. And these reactions, though, they're not just inconvenient. Like, especially maybe you go to meet somebody for lunch and you're pretty nervous, or maybe you have a big speech to give at work and you start to sweat, and like that nervousness, you start to doubt yourself, like all of these different things. They ripple into your relationships, into your family life. They create patterns within your own children and within your own loved ones that you don't really understand why or what's happening. Okay. So again, sign one and sign two. Sign one is that you can't rest no matter how hard you try. Sign two is that your body reacts before your mind does. Now, sign three is that you have old patterns that just keep on repeating. And this is not because you're not a hard worker. It's not because you haven't set the intention. It's not because you don't have goals. But these habits, these fears, and these cycles, you keep falling into them over and over again. For example, like the people-pleasing, overthinking, the inability to say no, trying to control everything, kind of feeling numb. And again, it's not because you haven't tried to fix it. You've tried to fix it on your own, but these patterns are still there. They still persist. And until you address the root cause, the same struggles will repeat, and so will that ripple effect on your family. Okay? So again, the first sign is that you can't rest. Second sign, your body reacts before your mind does. Third sign, those old patterns keep repeating. Now imagine this instead. Waking up calm, confident, feeling really good in your body and in your mind. You make choices from clarity instead of fear. You don't have a problem saying no. And you also don't have a problem saying yes when you really want that. You experience motherhood or just life in general with peace and presence and truly with God at the center of everything. And what's really amazing is that your family notices the difference. You have calmer interactions. You're no longer like the mean mom. You have more joy. You have less tension. You're a woman who's becoming who God had in mind when he created you. And so right now, if you're like, oh, that does sound good. Like, this is what I help ambitious women like you do. We uncover the hidden patterns. We release what's holding you back. And we heal in a way that really transforms not only your life, but your family's life too. And so again, this is nothing that you've done wrong. Your body's been so good and your brain has kept you safe. And you're here today because of how hard you work. And we don't want to take that away. We just want to shift how it is that you use that ambition inside of you. And so if this resonates, it's time to take the next step. Book a call with me today and really let's uncover what's keeping you stuck so that you can start building a life and your around your family too that you were meant to lead. And again, you can do this alone, but we as women are meant to be in community. We are meant to do this together. And so you don't have to carry this alone. And the time to act is right now because your family deserves it. You deserve it. God bless.